Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. Welcome to Country Proud Living, episode 11, B2B Interior Design and Spring Color Recommendations. So I have some exciting news. I just finished a project that I've been working on for just about a year, actually, or a little over. It was the Ski Hut Adventure Center up in Duluth, Minnesota, and it's based right below Spirit Mountain. And it was a labor of love. I'm a skier, and I used to ski at Spirit Mountain quite a bit growing up, so it's kind of fun to actually work on the project. And I can't wait to share all my pictures with everybody. But it was such a fun project, and I just love working with clients who are either residential clients or commercial clients. In this case, it was commercial, business to business, B2B. But it's fun to be able to help business owners kind of come together with an idea for a new space, especially when they haven't been through the process before. It's really, really a joy to actually help guide the business owner through the process. And it was really fun because one of the photos, actually, I had chosen this photo, saw it online many, many months ago. And it's really fun because I tracked down the actual photographer. And what was so fun about it is she let us use the photography, which is great. She happened to be in Europe at the time when I was able to get the high-res file from her so I could get it printed because I wanted to use it on the ski boot wall as a mural. And what was really fun is when I finally did get the high-resolution photo, I zoomed in on it, and there's actually a ski hut jacket on one of the skiers, which is just incredible because I didn't know it for all these months. So it was kind of serendipity, I guess you could say, which was really, really cool. So I just thought I'd share that because it's some of those kinds of projects just seem like they're just meant to be, you know, so it's really fun. And then this coming week, they actually have Jesse Diggins coming from the U.S. Nordic Ski Team, and they're going to have a home base there at the store, which is really cool. But some of these projects, you know, they take a lot of months to do. So I've been pretty busy with it, but it's really fun to see it all come together and be completed. But so you'll have to look at my socials to see some of the pictures and some of the renderings and things that mood boards and all that jazz that I do for a living. That's my real job as an interior designer. So if you have any questions about that process, if you happen to have a business and you need some help with interior design, I'd be more than happy to do like a discovery call or something like that to see if we're a good fit. I also wanted to give you a little bit more information about the photographer I just mentioned and let you know a little bit more about her. The photographer of that photo, it was taken at Spirit Mountain, overlooking the St. Louis River estuary in Duluth, Minnesota. And the photographer was Beth Gopper. And she used to work at the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And she worked there for 14 years. And she hosts a blog with her husband called The Midwest Weekends. And she's traveled all over the upper Midwest, so she's very knowledgeable about all the great places to stay and visit and see. So today, I really just wanted to kind of mention out here on this pod some really fun colors, spring colors, that I recommend for your own home if you are trying to spruce it up or trying to look for some new colors that you think that might work in your home. If you're trying to, paint or do something before the Easter holiday, which is just a couple weeks away, I just wanted to give you some of my favorites. And I'll put them also in the show notes so you can easily find them. I use pretty much Sherwin-Williams exclusively. There are obviously, equals to Benjamin Moore. Benjamin Moore is also a good paint company. You could say it's kind of like Ford and Chevy in the paint world. You have Benjamin Moore and you have Sherwin-Williams. And Benjamin Moore seems to be more popular for whatever the reason on the East Coast, typically. And Sherwin-Williams is more of a Midwest. And I'm not really sure West Coast. I don't know. They could probably go either way. But a couple of the colors I think that I would recommend are kind of blues and greens. Typically, blues tend to be more traditional and are more timeless, I would say, than the greens, because greens can kind of go from, teal's popular all the way to the sage greens, where blue, if you do kind of a chalky blue or a federal blue or any of those kind of blues, they tend to be kind of in and popular consistently all the time. But colors of nature are typically the best idea if you just don't even know where to start to pick from for your home. Obviously, white has been popular the last couple of years. I even have my own home painted white in the main areas, but in our just finished basement area, I did a beautiful green and it's called Evergreen Fog. It was actually color of the year in 2022, and the whole room is painted that except the ceiling, and it's just really a nice neutral. It's almost like a neutral, if a color could be a neutral, because it's just got kind of a muted gray tone to it, but it's really beautiful. And another color that I'd recommend is the upward color, and that's actually color of the year this year. But it's a nice, really soft sky blue color. And both of these colors, depending on what you put with it, can really kind of change the mood. You can really change the mood of the color. So you can pair it with some deep kind of colors to kind of offset it or contrast it to kind of give it a more modern vibe. You can put some kind of crisp whites with it with some texture to kind of give it a more of a crisp feel. And then the other thing you can do is put some warm tones, some warmer wood tones with it that also kind of contrasts the cooler tones of the blues and greens. And like I said, I'll put some connections to these colors and some suggestions to go with them in the show notes for you so you can kind of access what that might look like. So choosing colors from nature, is such a safe option, but also a timeless option. And that's if you don't even know where to start. I think that's going to help you tremendously. If you need help with color and design, I'd be more than happy to do a discovery call. Just reach out and I can set something up on a Zoom call or a phone call. We can discuss your project in more detail and see if we're a good fit for one another. I'd love to help, so reach out in my DMs on Instagram or you can email me at laurielynn@countryproudliving.com. Thanks for being here today for this warm and cozy conversation. Have a great day. Bye. Please follow the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.